music.
Would you be able to sing all the verses of our national anthem? To my shame, to my eternal shame, I would not. Two academics who've made a study of national anthems say that God Save the Queen is the most difficult to sing along to. They've developed a method to analyse the anthems of six nations, applying over 30 musical variables, ranging from the amount of vocal effort involved to the length of phrases. They also put various anthems to the test in pubs and clubs in the north of England, counting how many people sang along to each song that they played. They say the French anthem is the easiest, with the Australian, German and Canadian anthems also proving popular. I like the Welsh one myself. Do you know all the words to our national anthem? I don't, and I'm really ashamed of that. Alan Williams is a reader in music at the University of Salford, and he joins you now. Alan, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know all the words?
No, I don't think I do.
Don't you? So I'm not alone here.
No, I think I seem to remember that some of the later verses are rather anti-Scots in their sentiments.
Yes, you probably wouldn't get away with those now, would you? You'd have to stick to the first couple of verses. So now then, would you say that the English is a particularly, you know, are we a singing nation?
Well, I think, I think on the whole, compared to some of the other nations within the United Kingdom, we're not. You know, certainly compared to the Welsh, I think we all familiar with that, you know, with that very strong tradition, and there are lots of reasons for that. You know, people sing in church, people sing in chapels, and so on. And there's a culture of singing in some parts of the UK, which doesn't really exist in England, I think.
You see, I always like it when you see the rugby players singing, because the Welsh, that bread of heaven, they love that, don't they?
Yeah,
those rugby
absolutely.
Players,
yeah, yeah.
Bread of heaven, and you can see them, they're all singing, but when it comes to God Save the Queen, they're all mumbling, looking at their boots, scuffing about a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in fact, there's a famous story about Llanelli Scarlett, or they were just Llanelli then, when they were playing the All Blacks, and the All Blacks started to do the haka, and the crowd really got behind Bread of Heaven, and they basically drowned out the haka, and it was a sort of famous, in Wales, a famous victory for singing.
Victory of song over hacking.
Absolutely.
You see, some of them are, the Australian one's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you asked most people in this country, they wouldn't know these other national anthems like the Australian or the Canadian one featured in this study as well. I think it's a bit, it's very difficult to come up with a statistical analysis of all of the factors that could go into this, and it's very. I mean, I haven't read the research, to be honest. I've only read the the report of the research, but it seems these academics have tried to come up with a way of quantifying the different musical factors that could go into making something singable or not. But I think there are also some cultural factors that, as you suggested, that whether there's a culture of singing, or, for example, whether the national anthem is insisted on being taught in schools. I mean, the French national anthem, they have to learn the national anthem, which we don't do in England.
My kids had to sing the Australian national anthem every morning at school.
The Australian one.
Yeah, they went to school in Australia, so
right,
that makes
sense.
But every single morning in assembly, they stood up and finished assembly, they all sang the Australian national anthem. So they knew it word by word. It's like in America, they all stand there with their hands over their hearts, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do.
Can you see? And
that's
even
right.
I know the start of that one.
Yeah. Although that is a hard one to sing, though. I mean, I would, as a singer, I think that the American one is really hard to sing because it's actually got a really big range. So, you know, one of those factors that they're talking about.
When you said as a singer, were you implying, Alan, from hearing a few lines, a few bars there, that I'm not a singer? Is that what you're implying?
I wouldn't dream of commenting on that.
So now, if you had your way, what would you do then with our national anthem to make it a bit more singable? Would you just make sure everybody sang it every morning at school?
Well, to be honest, I'd probably recompose it. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, there are constitutional questions here. You know, the national anthem is supposed to be the national anthem for the whole of the UK. And actually, as the Scots probably go for independence and the Welsh get more independence and their own anthems, you know, it starts to look as if the God Save the Queen is probably, you know, probably just needs to be put on the shelf. And, you know, and there are lots of suggestions, like, for example, Jerusalem, which is a very fine tune and lots of people enjoy singing, would make a fantastic English national anthem. Or maybe Hills of the North Rejoice. What about that?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Oh, it's a well, to him.
could you give us a line?
Hills of the North Rejoice. Dee, da, 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 da,
You're calling yourself a singer, are you, Alan? I'm just joking with you. Alan, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. Alan Williams is a reader in music at the University of Salford. I'm Heather Stock, completely tone deaf. Couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
BBC Radio Manchester, 2020 traffic.
Traffic's moving well on our...